Our scripture reading today is Proverbs 8, 1 through 4, Wisdom's Call. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city, at the entrance she cries aloud, "To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind." Our second reading is John 16, 12 through 15. "I have come much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you." God bless the reading of the words to our hearts and minds.
Well, this is Trinity Sunday. We hear threes in many ways, and so I would tell you, rejoice. Have no doubt God has poured out love, hope, and forgiveness on you. You are healed, you are forgiven, and the Holy Spirit will empower you to carry out your ministries. Let us pray. Let us remember that we are the loving gift of a most marvelous Creator, whose Son taught us to live as loving human beings, and who gave us a wonderful advocate to journey with us and continue our teaching. We are so blessed to live in a wonderful community that undergirds us and shares in these teachings. And we say amen. Amen and amen. Three times the power. Sounds like a commercial for home improvement, and Tim Allen, the tool man tailor, does rar, rar, rar. That's how he used to tell us about three times the power all the time. Or maybe we think of three to the power, which literally means something multiplied by itself and then multiplied by itself again. Three times three is nine, times three is 27. What would you want to buy? The coffee that was three times better, or the coffee that was 27 times better? So it is that we think about the Trinity in this context. You'll hear us commonly say, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. One entity times one entity times one entity equals the Trinity. Holy, 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 blessed Trinity. That's what we sing in our hymn. And sometimes we say Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Think about it. God the Creator, Jesus the Redeemer. The Holy Spirit is our sustainer who travels with us. Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. What a gift to the third power. It's a great gift to the third power. To infinity and beyond, Buzz Lightyear would tell us. Or with music, Carol might talk about triads, or Loretta might talk about triads. They're a chord where the three notes sound better all together, set in thirds. You can think of a lot of famous triads, I'm sure. How about Larry, Moe, and Curly? The Three Stooges. Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. The Three Chipmunks. Alvin and the Chipmunks. Chico, Harpo, Groucho. The Marx Brothers. The Kingston Trio. Charlie's Angels. The Magi, at least the way we tell the story. Huey, Dewey, and Louie, the Little Ducks. The Three Musketeers. Harry and Ron and Hermione, Harry Potter heroes. The Three Musketeers, the Three Bears, the Three Pigs, the Andrews Sisters, the Good, the Bad, the Ugly. We do three a lot. Baseball has three strikes and you're out. Some of our court systems use three strikes and you're out. Buddhism has three basic tenets, the three refuges, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. The phrase good thoughts, good words, and good deeds represents the beliefs and the three pillars of the Zoroastrian faith. And the Sikh or Sikh faith also has three pillars. Practice, meditation on God, reciting and chanting God's name. Live as householders. Honestly earn with hard work by one's physical and mental effort while accepting God's gifts and blessings and speaking the truth at all times. And number three, share with everyone, irrespective of caste and creed, color, or sexuality. This is where the Sikhs practice what they call their langar meals. Every day they serve an afternoon meal at their facility, and they will feed anybody who walks in the door. You know, Christianity has three martyred saints. We talk about faith, hope, and charity. Newton's three laws of motion changed our understanding of the world forever. And of course, there's always my favorite triad. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. I can't wait. We're almost there. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato, and fresh Iowa sweet corn. What's better? But I digress. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's what we're talking about when we say Trinity. That's why we decorate in red yet today for Trinity Sunday. And thank you, Shelley, for coming in and Jean for coming in and redecorating us after the wedding last night. 1 × 1 × 1. 27 times the power if you're doing it by three. Holy, 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 blessed Trinity. Another way to represent it is water, ice, and mist, or steam. The three structural phases of water. Water can't be any of those at the same time, any more than one of those at a time. It has to be water, ice, or steam. So a way of thinking about all the properties of the Trinity, but together, it's all water. Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. It's not addition, folks, it's multiplication. That's the point I'm trying to make here. I go on and on and on here with you and distracted you with Larry Curley and Moe, but the reality is it's the multiplication of having a creator, a redeemer, and a sustainer. That continuity comes with us. Hope Bollinger, in her article on this subject, says, typically three means something complete and good. In Hebrew, it's shalosh. No relationship or symbol in the Bible reflects this better than the Trinity itself. If three stands for completeness, then 27 or 3 cubed is even more so. This is the number of books in the New Testament, by the way, 27. And in the stories of Jesus in the New Testament, we find three popping up all over the place. Scripture emphasizes certain statements by repeating them three times. Jesus told Peter the rooster would crow after he denied Jesus three times. Peter did not believe his Savior and denied that he could ever reject the one whom he would follow so devoutly. Jesus declared in John 2 that if the temple was destroyed, he would raise it again in 3 days. The Jews were incredulous because it took them literally 46 years to build that temple. How was he going to raise it in 3 days? Jesus wasn't talking about the brick and mortar. Jesus was talking about bringing the community back together. Because that's where the Holy Spirit lived. Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale. To be in the belly of a whale for that length of time was a sure sign that Jonah could only have lived if God willed it so. There were 3 long days after in which Christ's followers had time to weigh up his words, to search them for hope and meaning. In the Jewish culture, 3 days past the time of death indicated that they were truly dead. Jonah, then Lazarus, and then Jesus. Should have been dead. 3 days in the whale. 3 days in the tomb. 3 days in the tomb. Jesus truly conquered death by not rising until that third day. And in John 11, Martha warned Jesus that if he removed the stone from Lazarus' tomb, there would be a stench. After all, 3 whole days had passed since his death. And Jesus raised Lazarus. As the day of his crucifixion loomed, Jesus told his disciples that he would be delivered into the hands of men. They would kill him, and he would be raised on the third day. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one times one, Trinity. Holy, 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 blessed Trinity. Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, Trinity. 3 times the power. Oh, 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 says Tim. You are created by a magnificent and loving God. You were redeemed of your sins, and the world was shown the way of love by the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. And you were provided an advocate, a teacher, someone who would continue to walk with you, the Holy Spirit, the ever-present sustainer. Creator times Redeemer times Holy Spirit. You were created with love 100%. You were saved by love 100%, and you are sustained by love 100%. To infinity and beyond, as Buzz would tell us, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Holy, holy, holy. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, loving parent, marvelous teacher, holy advocate. 3 times, 3 times, 3. Amen.